Hello ladies and happy Wednesday. I hope you're all well and keeping safe. It's time for a new episode of Live a Well-Designed Life with Kiran. Today I thought I'm going to talk about end of month reviews and setting intentions for the coming month. So this is a practice I've been having and doing for years where I sit down with my journal last day of the month and go through a set of questions. And obviously I journal on them, I write down everything that comes to my mind. And then I also set intentions for the coming month, so I know what to focus on, where to spend my time and energy. So I thought I'd share the process with you. So for this, you will need your journal or your diary or a piece of paper, your phone, whatever you prefer, and some quiet time. So I start with the first question, which is describe September, the month gone, in one word. So for me, this month was all about growth. And I'll explain in a minute why. The second question is, what were my highlights? So on my website, I have this printable called Monthly Roundup. So this is where I write down two or three things which were the highlight of the day, every day for a whole month. And then just go through that list when I do my review and write down the top highlights of the month. So for me, it was I paid off my credit card. I decorated home for autumn. I bought a cross trainer. I actually created a proper home office space for myself. And the thing about highlights and life-changing for me this month about growth, as I mentioned earlier, was I attended the Power to Pivot training with Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins on the 17th of September. And it was a free seminar, lasted 4 or 5 hours. And I was very in between, should I attend, should I not attend? Everything was online. And I thought, you know what, let's just attend and see how it goes. So I did. Less than one hour into the seminar, I end up buying the ticket to Tony Robbins World Summit, which is happening this weekend. So for me, this month has been about growth. It has been about growing my mindset, growing myself, the way I want to live my life, and so on. So I'll talk a little bit more about it later. So this is kind of the highlights for me this month. So the good things that actually had an impact on me. And then the third question is, what is one thing I'm proud of? So for me, this month was all about working on my personal business growth. And that is, again, thanks to that seminar I attended, Power to Pivot. And also recreating my morning practice, morning routine. So a few months ago, my morning routine wasn't set. I would wake up 4 o'clock and do something, and I'll wake up 5, go for a walk. It was very kind of hit and miss. But for last month or so, every morning, regardless of what time I wake up, I'll wake up, open the windows, light a candle, make myself a cup of tea, freshen up. And then I'll get my journal. I'll journal my thoughts of how my day was yesterday and what my intentions are for day to day. So this is something I've been doing, and it has been absolutely amazing to reflect and plan and reset my thought process and the way I want to spend my day. And then the fourth question is, what is one thing I learned? So this comes back to the Power to Pivot training I attended. It's, and also Jim Rohn, I've been listening to his videos on YouTube. And it was about, if I want to change my life, it starts with me and my mindset. I need to become the change. So for me, it's now, I need to spend time daily to read and learn and to be able to grow and to make that change happen. And then the last question I ask myself is, what can I improve for next month? So for next month, I know I need to be more consistent. I need to do the work that makes me uncomfortable. And I need to spend quality time with myself and Cushy. So these are the things I can reflect on for the month gone. And then I start with the coming month, so my intentions for October. So October is my birthday month, and I'll be spending October celebrating myself, reconnecting with myself, my values, my vision, my intuition, everything you can think of. It's going to be like my birthday is my kind of new year. And the next question for intentions for October is going to be, what are my top three goals? One of my goals, obviously, attending the World Summit this weekend and, you know, be there present fully, wholeheartedly, and, you know, implement my learning in the months ahead and the rest of the time, basically. Go back to my notes and reread them and, you know, implement everything. Finish my book and publish it. It's releasing on the 19th of October on my birthday. And then the third goal is to, again, work my personal growth. But this time I want to create the intention and vision board for my 43rd year. So by the time I hit 44 next year, I want to have a certain things I want to have achieved and done by then. And then the last question is, you know, what are my top mini goals? So I haven't really worked out that yet, apart from reading 4 books. That is something I really want to do. So I created, I got this journal, and if you check on my Instagram, it's actually a picture of it there. And I wrote down a list of books I want to read, and I'm setting myself a goal to read 1 book a week. And I really hope I can, you know, stick to it. But yeah, you know, end of month is a perfect time to reflect, review, reset, and plan. You know, what worked, what didn't work. You know, what was the highlights? What didn't work that well? You know, what was the lowlights? Like for me yesterday, for example, in the last couple of days, I've been feeling quite emotional. Don't know why, but obviously it's always a deeper meaning to it. So I've been feeling a little bit emotional. Then I watched Christopher Robin on Sunday because she was at work. And it took me back to my childhood, and it just made me realize that when we grow up, we just become boring. Or I become boring. You know, it's more about, all about for me, personal growth, growing, evolving. But somewhere in that, you know, journey, I lost my inner child. So for me, it's also important to bring out my inner child who used to do the stupid things. Like my friend came over in the summer holidays, stayed with the kids, and I was climbing a tree. You know, I don't remember last I did that, but it was fun. You know, doing silly kid stuff. Well, it's not actually silly for us. Grown-ups is silly. But for kids, that's the amazingness. That's the world. So I think for me, it's really important that I want to bring out my inner child. But yeah, so back to being emotional. I was feeling emotional, not sure exactly what happened. And then yesterday, I thought, you know what? I just feel like crying. So I got dressed, went out to the beach, sat down there for an hour, and sat and cried my balls out. I was crying and crying. And came back home, had some food, and went for a nap, and woke up so much better. You know, there will be times when, and days, where everything is perfect. Like, last week was amazing. I was, you know, organized, and everything went well, and I was learning, and I stuck to my to-do list, in my productivity planner. So everything was going as planned. But then this week, regardless of how much work and things I want to get done and my intentions are good, there will be times, there will be days where I don't feel like doing anything. And today and yesterday was one of those days. Yesterday I thought, you know what, I didn't feel like doing anything, and there's no point in me doing something if I'm not committed to it fully. So I had a slow day yesterday. I did some reading, and I did some admin work, which I had to do. But apart from that, I just listened to music, had a nap, ate, watch some ghost documentaries, you know, just to kind of get my mind off things. And this morning I woke up, had my journaling practice in the morning, like this is my sacred time in the morning when I sit here next to the window, my bay window. You can see the picture on the Instagram as well. I'm at Kiran Singh UK. So I sit here looking out at the sea and write down my thoughts. That's kind of priceless. That's my non-negotiable. And then I thought, you know what, I really don't want to do anything today either. I'm not feeling it. So I went out for a walk, took in the beauty of the sea, fresh air, came back home, made some nice brunch. And then I'm sitting here doing my reflection and planning for the coming month. I was this close to not record my podcast. I thought, I'm not feeling it. And then I came across something I wrote for myself on my reflection, which was do the work that makes me uncomfortable. And this is the thing, as much as I would love to share my message and my knowledge and experience and life lessons, it's uncomfortable. And then it ends up like, oh, I can't be bothered. But here I am. I thought I'll share my thought process with you of how I end my month and have a start a new month. And I hope, you find it inspiring enough to take some action to reflect on your month's gone, and how you want next month to be. But what's most important, apart from the whole personal growth and business growth and being organized and disciplined, make time for fun. What makes you come alive? For me, like I said, I love going for walks. I love taking photos. I love creating silent videos and vlogs. It's something I really do. I love, decluttering my house, even though it's not much declutter, but I still manage to find something. And, just get my life on track. And every time I feel a little bit disconnected, I will actually step back from everything and see, okay, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? What can I change? If I'm feeling emotional, it can't just be that that person said something or I watched Christopher Robin or it's something else. There must be something deeper. So I keep asking myself questions. So why is this happening? What is the reason? What have happened in the last few days that made it so emotional? So try to go to the bottom of the so-called problem. But yeah, like I said, having fun, doing things for you is absolutely crucial. You need to make yourself a priority in your own life. It is as simple as that. If you're happy, you'll make everyone else happy. If you're not happy, it's going to affect everything in your life. Family, relationship, work, home, yourself, your kids, everything. So yeah, do some reflection, take some time off today, this evening, write down everything that you have done, the things that had a big impact on you, highlights, whatever lowlights. My lowlight for this month was I had a hospital appointment about my osteoarthritis, and apparently I need a hip placement surgery. So at least I know that's something I need to kind of add to my plans for the next year, that I might be having a surgery. So how is my life going to work? I live on the fourth floor. How am I going to go up and down? So, just sit down, take some time out for yourself, pour yourself a glass of wine or make yourself a cup of tea or hot chocolate, light a candle, put on some calming music, put a fire on and just, spend some quality time with yourself. Do your reflection, review, where do you need to reset? What do you want to focus on next month? How can you make next month the best month? So yeah, that's it really. I hope you enjoyed my little chit chat, and I hope you will be taking some action towards your coming month and take some time to be grateful for the month gone and everything that happened and everything you achieved, everything you've done. Celebrate it. So yeah, I'm gonna go now. So until next time, take care and bye for now.